The suspected shooter at a Planned Parenthood clinic is expected in court today. The rampage in Colorado Springs killed 3 people. It has also revived a debate over guns in a politically polarized city. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Friday's massacre has cast a chill over this city at the foot of the Rockies, where people were still processing a separate mass shooting that occurred in a residential neighborhood here just a month ago.
It just amazes me how easy it is for people to get their hands on guns these days.
Scott Solberg lives a few minutes away from the Planned Parenthood clinic. He says he doesn't own a gun. He doesn't want to see them banned outright, but he also thinks it ought to be a lot tougher to get them.
You know, unfortunately, this has become an all too common occurrence in the United States as well as Colorado.
This past holiday weekend was a troubling deja vu for Coloradans as they again watched their governor, John Hickenlooper, walk to a bank of TV cameras and solemnly respond to another deadly mass shooting.
Like everyone, I spent a lot of time last night trying to figure out and understand how these things can occur, and we're going to keep working on finding the answers. But in the meantime, we're going to be 100% focused on supporting Colorado Springs.
After the Aurora movie theater massacre, Hickenlooper, a Democrat, pushed through some of the toughest gun control laws in the country. Here in Colorado Springs, a local Democratic legislator was recalled after they passed. At the time, Colorado's Republican Attorney General John Southers argued the bills wouldn't deter criminals. Well, Southers is now the mayor of Colorado Springs. Now, this past weekend, he said it's too early to talk about what could have prevented the latest shooting at Planned Parenthood.
We don't know what the circumstances are, whether there's mental health issues. We don't have any idea, so it'd be totally premature to talk about that.
Right? You'd be hard-pressed to find a city more politically polarized than this one when it comes to issues such as abortion and especially guns. Colorado Springs is home to 2 military bases, the conservative group Focus on the Family, and numerous evangelical churches. But some of this state's more liberal nonprofits are also housed here, as is one of the oldest liberal arts colleges in the West. Politics in Colorado Springs is complicated. We talk to locals like Robin Fischel, and it's clear they'll stay that way after this latest shooting.
I'm not a pro-gun person, but I think people have the right to bear arms. But I think it's to protect themselves, not this.
Fischel was walking into the reopened grocery store next to Planned Parenthood that had been on lockdown for hours on Friday. Nearby, an angry Tim Farachi says national politicians like President Obama are politicizing the latest shooting.
I'll tell you what I think. The most ignorant thing that came about the whole thing was that one of our police officers died, and then the president has to come out and make a stance on his gun control. I thought it was ridiculous. He had no consideration. It was ignorant.
This city is still grieving, Farachi says. Behind him, across the snow-covered lot, yellow police tape surrounds the crime scene at the clinic. Authorities say it will take 6 or 7 more days to even finish combing through it. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Colorado Springs.